You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Ventura Highway. Representing for everyone in the 805. It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out 805favorites.com.
And I wanted to say real quick here, hey, Jim and everybody out there in Lake Erie right now. He's sitting down on the shores of Lake Erie. That's Jim with the Music Minute. He's on vacation. Of course, when he goes on vacation, he goes to Cleveland. This guy knows how to party.
When you go on vacation, you go to Whole Foods.
I go to Whole Foods. That's it. And I look for my beer, you know, and it's like,
there's a trailer there. Oh, I mean, hello, you're camping indoors.
And I've been called trailer trash before. I fit right in, you know, what the heck, you know? You know, actually I am hungry, but some people bring the host food and some don't. So your segment's real short. Because I see the next one has food. Well,
I do have your banana chocolate chip muffins on the back counter, but you are talking so fast and so ingrained with the other segments, I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, thank you. Okay, now, nice. Okay, now you
sorry,
have some time.
Sandy, they're not gluten-free, but that's I do have some cheese curds.
She already had her gluten-free thing, Farmer John.
Yeah, he took care of it. Today's Hungry Man segment could have been brought to you by your business. Even on a early Saturday morning, Tom and Sandy's 805 can help extend your business's brand and exposure. Tom and Sandy's 805 has the reach and ears of over 30,000 listeners, plus platforms of live internet streaming and social media. Call 805-570-5636 or email 805withtomandsandy@gmail.com for more information and rates consultation. Tell them the Hungry Man sent you.
I love that.
How do you handle a hungry man?
And as we talk a lot, Tom, as the Hungry Man, most of the time it's not just about eating for me. I don't just sit down at a meal, right? It's an experience.
Right.
I like to endorse, you know, the flavors and the ambiance. And so today I want to talk to you about a place and a venue that really gives a fun experience. It's unique and exciting, and they also put on a little bit of a show.
Who is it?
Osabi Restaurant. Osabi Japanese Restaurant, right a block away.
The Teppan,
yeah. Right.
I haven't been there.
Oh, you got to go there. It's fun.
Oh, wow.
And again, it's one of those, it's kind of an engaging experience. It's not you just ordering from a server and sitting down and eating. You're engaged with the person who's cooking, and you're engaged with the people around you. Osabi is right, literally a block away at 5795 Walker Street, just around the corner across behind the gas station.
Behind what, the Chevron?
Yep, right here behind the Chevron.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I thought that was Jack in the Box.
Well, yeah. Past the Jack in the Box.
Past that, yeah.
Go past that.
Can I still get two tacos?
Please don't. But what's cool about them, again, it's that teppan. And teppanyaki is actually a two-part word. The teppan part refers to the iron griddle that they're cooking on, that countertop and the hot surface that they're cooking on. And the yaki is derived from grilled, broiled, or pan-fried. So you put that together, you're grilling, broiling, or pan frying on that flat top in front of your guests, okay? Mm-hmm. The teppanyaki griddle is kind of a modern thing, though, in terms of how they're presenting it. So the show and the engagement is more of a modern take on the original teppanyaki cuisine.
Okay. With the knives and the way they cut everything.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Flipping the eggs up.
And actually, so my niece was in town from Vegas. She's 15, and you know, we're trying to give her a fun experience, get her to try some new foods and new things in California, but also not take her too far outside her comfort zone. We ended up going to Osabi. I'm like, let's try this. I know she's going to like some stuff. She likes steak, and they've got filet and New York, and they've got, you know, teriyaki, a wide variety of chicken and shrimp things you can order. But there's also going to be some new things. They have a full sushi menu as well, which you can order right there.
Oh, I was just going to ask that. Great.
They do have so the restaurant is actually kind of split. So when you first walk in, you look at the host stand. To the left is the teppan dining room, and to the right is the sushi dining room. If you go to the teppan side, you can still get a sushi menu. You can still order things off of it, but the sushi side is really just for sushi. Because the seating is arranged around the griddles on the teppan side. It's communal seating. Everyone's hanging out together. You may be sitting someone next to someone you don't know, which is half the fun. But again, it was a little just enough outside her comfort zone that we got her to try some lobster sushi rolls. She's not normally a seafood person. We got her engaged with the chef and experience, but they do that flipping thing. So he's spinning the egg in the shell on the grill, grabs it with a spatula, he's bouncing it up and down, he's real graceful with it, and then he cracks the eggs on to the surface getting ready for the fried rice. he part of that show is to take out the yolk of one of the eggs, the whole yolk, kind of separate it from the white,
okay.
And he starts bouncing that on the spatula.
Without breaking the yolk?
That.
Without breaking it. Very skilled.
Man, he's got soft hands in where he's bringing that
down.
You
should have seen Ron work. Ron had that thing probably 2 feet in the air. He was catching it back on the spatula and spinning the whole egg on the spatula. It's really cool.
Uh-huh.
The first time around, because he only had enough fried rice for half the table initially, first time around, he kind of faked and acted like he was going to feed me the yolk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, no, don't do that. And so then he put it back on the griddle, and he chopped it up with all the fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
The second batch, he did it again, and everybody's like, no, don't do it again. I actually ate the raw yolk right in front of the whole table. They were my niece
gosh.
Was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just witnessed that.
Wow.
But it's cool. It's part of the experience. You can get, again, engage with the chef. He formed the fried rice into a heart, right in front of it, which is kind of cool. But the food is really good, too. They do this whole dance and ballet of seasoning and bringing in the vegetables. When they first sit down, they light a cool oil fire on the griddle, trying to get some excitement. He makes smiley faces. They have this really cool volcano onion that they build as well. So they bring out halves of onions, and they break it into each individual ring and stack it back up. And they fill it with some oil and then light it on fire so that the flame is coming out of the middle of the
It's like
onions.
A volcano, isn't it?
It's like a volcano.
Yeah.
And again, we don't want to make it seem kitschy or too much of a charade. It's still quality food. The smells are great. The heat coming off the flame gives you that certain sense of, fresh cooking. And I think the flavors and the quality of the products they're putting on the griddle are really amazing as well.
Hmm.
Well, it sounds fantastic.
I love going to those places. Partly because of the show, because it's just so much fun.
Most
and
definitely.
When you've got kids, it's a cool way to entertain. But not only that, you get so many vegetables with your meal.
And
it's
good vegetables because of the way they cook them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before vegetables were hip,
exactly.
Like they are now, and they make them so. We used to go to a place called Chocho-san in Thousand Oaks. And that's where we'd always go. And they've got a sushi bar that's a revolving. Yeah, there's Spence moving his hand.
It's
a revolving sushi bar. And here comes your sushi and you just look at it and pull it off.
Interesting.
Yeah, but we're making it fresh right there.
Now, do you know what Osabi stands for?
I do not. I'm going to go back. I spoke with Keiko Maruyama yesterday. She's one of the owners of the restaurant. Very nice lady, but unfortunately, I caught her during a busy peak for their dinner. I just lost track of time this week, but I'm going back. Every time my wife and I have been there, we've really enjoyed it. Good experience. They have a sunset special as well. So if you go in before 5 and you check in with the desk and get signed in before 5, a lot of the items that are on the normal menu are at a reduced price, as well as getting a griddled shrimp appetizer.
Ooh.
So they do the show and they bounce some shrimp around, they griddle it up real nice with some seasonings, and everybody gets a couple of shrimp on their plate. All the entrees that you order come with steamed or fried rice. You get a miso soup and a salad with a really beautiful citrus ginger dressing that gives you a little that bite and that fruitiness, but also a little bit of that herbaceous ginger coming down.
Right.
And then you can order mochi at the end if you'd like, which is a pounded rice dessert with ice cream in the middle.
I love mochis.
Those are good.
And those kind of catch you off guard because there's bright colors and the flavors are very delicate. You can get green tea mochi or fruit.
That's my favorite.
Focus mochis.
Green tea. I love that.
Yeah, you get that little bit of that tannic quality and it's just really nice finish and a palate cleanser at the end of the meal. It's a good experience. A lot of fun. It's a great place to take a first date, because it kind of breaks the ice.
I think so, too.
It gives
you something to talk about.
Or you don't have to talk because you're engaged with everybody around there,
You're looking at, you're figuring out a way to
Tom,
get
let's
away.
Let's not talk on our first date. Don't do it.
No, it never went well for me.
Carol.
They just told me to shut up. Wait a minute, what's changed?
But it's also great for parties. The table on the other side of us had 2 birthdays lined up. They didn't know each other, but they were still celebrating together. The staff came out and sang to them. And again, the sushi was, when we've gone there, the sushi's been good too. So we sit there, we have 1 or 2 rolls just as a warm-up, go through our order and get the teriyaki chicken and steak and enjoy yourself. They're also on Access.
Okay.
So you get...
Nice.
Yeah, you can get a nice discount or buy one, get one, depending on, if
what
you've already
is.
Used it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I'd recommend going in there and using that as well. We also have a nice giveaway today from Keiko because with it being such an experience, we want to get some new people in there. We want them to getting involved with the chefs and talking about the buzz. So
I
want to
go.
Well, you're going to have to call in, Tom.
I'm doing it. I got my phone right now.
So what do we have to give away?
We have 2 $50 gift certificates.
Holy moly.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
Keiko is very generous because, again, she believes in the excitement. She believes in the food, so she wants other people to come in and have a good time as well.
Cool.
Okay, so we're doing both of them right now?
If you want to do both of them right now, let's bang it away. I know we got Ann coming up as well.
You know what? Can we do one now and then one at the end of the hour, maybe?
Okay, let's do that.
One $50 gift certificate right now. Say the name of the restaurant again.
It's Osabi Japanese Restaurant.
Osabi Japanese Restaurant right here, right down the way. It's the old Elephant. Now I know where it is. Exactly. Thank you.
Thanks,
it's where the Elephant Bar was. $50 right now. 650-1590. Caller number 20 on that one. The lines are lit already. Caller number 20 on that one. Okay. Thanks a lot, Jason.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.